Let me guess, you've been told that the only way to have a successful online business is to show up on social media every day, post something relatable on your stories daily, find the trending audios, engage with potential customers, increase your follower count, and the reason why people aren't buying from you is because it's your content that's the problem. This episode is calling BS on all of that and showing you exactly how to have a profitable and passive online business without social media. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life, and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you are here with me. But before I get right into how to have a successful online business without the dreaded social media, I wanted to be sure that I let you know about my free masterclass where I give you my top three secret strategies of a 0.1% Etsy seller. It'll be in about a 50-minute-ish deep dive class all for free. And you can register for it at jacqueline-butler.com/freemasterclass. Masterclass. But I'll also drop that link into the episode description so you can just go check that out. There's also a super sweet surprise waiting for you if you go watch it. So go check that out. All right, so let's get to today's episode. All about social media. And this one's a little bit tricky for me because I know that I have a completely different perspective and story and take on online business and social media, but I hope that you hear me out. And maybe you can even relate to it a little bit. So before I started my digital product Etsy shop, like way back, I tried all the side hustle things. Like I did virtual assistant and MLMs and the craft show. And even at one point, I tried to create my own Instagram community and I called it the Mama Makers. And this was like pre-COVID. And in this community, I started to connect with these different moms who sold on Etsy. So at this point, I was just selling my handmade pieces and I thought, oh, this would be a really great way for me and my mom to just connect with other people and we can work together and empower each other. And I actually loved it. I connected with other moms all across the country and the world who crafted, sold on Etsy, and I created this space where we really empowered each other and supported one another. And so on this Instagram feed, I had posted inspirational content about, you know, this was like the mom boss and boss babe era. So I was like all about it and totally fed into that. And on my feed, I would feature these other mama makers and I ran giveaways and I featured their products. I compiled gift guides and I loved it until I didn't. And so my kids were really young at this time. This was just before COVID. And I was gaining a lot of followers really fast. And the community loved what I stood for and that there was a community for these moms who were makers and creatives. And being a new mom in this online space, I finally thought that I was finding my purpose. Like I was like, this is it. This is totally what my thing is. I was on the brink of becoming an influencer and I had no clue what that meant or what would be asked of me to continue to do or if this kind of life was even sustainable for me. And I learned a lot about social media. I learned a lot about Instagram, the growth strategies at that time, and ultimately it ended up teaching me a lot about what my boundaries are because I completely crashed. I was burning the candle at both ends. I completely shut down. And before any of that happened, you know, before I completely shut down, crashed and burned ugly, I was fully glued to my phone during this whole thing. And let me just tell you off the bat that I wasn't making any money from this little Instagram gig, but it took up all my time. Like, I was just building a community of people. I wasn't monetizing it in any way. I didn't know how to do that. And so I'm on my phone constantly. My kids are like, mommy, mommy, can you get off your phone? Play with me. And I would just answer them back, be like, yeah, in a minute. I just have to like respond to this person and then I'll be right over there. I just have to post this thing. I just have to like finish this catchy caption. And I pushed my kids and my family away because I was so wrapped up in this world of maybe this could be something one day. Maybe this is what my purpose is, even though I had no idea what that was. I was on it all the time to the point where I truly crashed and burned. I was stressed out, overworked. We were still in debt. I was chasing this success and I guess ultimately this online clout of like I was an important person. And I truly believe that all of that manifested itself in such a physical way for me to the point where I ended up having a major medical emergency happen. It's like when your body tells you enough is enough. I needed a hysterectomy at 34. You know, that's like a incredibly scary thing to be told at 34 that you are no longer going to be able to have any more kids. And I had, you know, my two kids that I was so blessed with and I'm so grateful for. I get like emotional just kind of reliving this in my mind, but to know that the option to have any more children was completely out of my control. Like I no longer could have those conversations with my husband like, hey, do you maybe want to try for the third? Like it was out of my control. It's a lot to wrap your head around at 34 and accept that. And I also knew that this was God's way and my body's way of telling me to chill out, that I needed a break. So during that time, I completely stopped posting or being active on social media. I just completely shut it down and I needed a break. Little did I know at that point that that would completely change the way that I viewed the platform and any kind of social media platforms moving forward. I've tried a few times to enter back into it and I always found something pulling me away from it every time. Like it just didn't feel right anymore. I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the love. I didn't have the pull towards it anymore. I didn't want to do it. I just didn't want it to run my life anymore. And I had zero passion for picking it back up. So I quit. It wasn't worth another medical emergency or any kind of that stress manifesting itself in another way within me or losing time with my children. Just looking back, knowing that I was pushing them away for that, like that's just not worth it for me, not even a little bit. I gave it some time and I decided to, okay, I'm going to just try a different direction because I still was obsessed with trying to figure out this whole side hustle life. So I tried the freelance and virtual assisting. That was a flop too. Took up way too much of my time for not enough money. And then like fast forward to when I decided to start my digital product, Etsy shop. Now, when I was starting, I knew that I needed to have a social media presence for this shop because this is what everyone said. It was common knowledge that if you wanted to have an online business or honestly any business altogether, you needed to have a presence on social media because you might as well not even exist or even have a business if you don't have a social media for it. Social media was a non-negotiable and we're told in order to have a successful online business, you need to have social media and all the things that we're supposed to do with it. We're supposed to show up posting every single day. We're supposed to post something relatable in your stories daily and practice the dance moves, the ridiculous dance moves. We need to engage with potential followers. We need to chase after them. We need to increase our follower account and our like count and find the secret formula to the content to put on the reels that will convert into sales. We need to get on the explore page and beat the algorithm, just so much. So at this point, this was so far past, you know, what had gone on with me. I'm like, maybe I can try this again. Like, I really want to be successful here on in this Etsy space. Like, I can go back. So I started a brand new Instagram for this, and it was completely faceless. Like, I just used my logo, and I just shared images of my products. And like, honestly, I expected the same growth as my first try at Instagram from before. It didn't happen, obviously, and I couldn't care less. Couldn't care less about growing it. I didn't want to work on it. I didn't want to do anything with it because I hated it. And I was also making tons of sales at this point. So I figured, like, this has to be working. You know, it's like the Field of Dreams quote, if you build it, they will come. They were coming. They were buying. Social media must be working. And even if every post only has 3 likes, it was my mom, my husband, and my best friend. And I dreaded posting and creating for it. But it was the necessary evil, right? At least that's what we're told. But it isn't the truth. So in my last podcast episode, I went through my whole story of how I went from, you know, the totally burnt out teacher to and transformed into this top 0.1% Etsy seller with over 90,000 sales. But what I didn't mention in that other episode is that all of that success was done completely without social media. Because when I actually looked at my Etsy shop's analytics and I wanted to see where my audience was really coming from, because I'm like, damn, I'm making some sales, like nobody's even liking anything on my social media. Like, how is this working? Like, how did I hit the jackpot here? And literally no one was coming from social media when I looked at that analytics. None. Zip. Nada. Like the literal mind blown emoji. So that whole build it and they will come thing, I was basically building a baseball field for soccer players. They weren't coming. Like, they were not coming to my baseball field, no matter how beautiful that field was. So at that point, I said, F it. Like, I'm not posting anymore. I am done with Instagram and social media. And I decided to focus on where they were actually coming from. And that is when my success, my profits, my sales, they skyrocketed. And let me explain why. So let's think about a shopper for just a minute. If you were, let's say, like looking for a 6-year-old's birthday party and you wanted it to be a unicorn birthday party, very specific, with purple glitter, and you needed invitations that you could customize for it. And in your head, you had this and you wanted all the matching things that go with it. You wanted the cupcake toppers, you wanted the food signs, the favor bags, the signage, you know, all the things. Listen, I have 2 boys, so mine's like superhero and WWE wrestling. You know, unicorns are like totally out of my realm. But where would you go to find that? Where would you go and where would you look first to get all that unicorn birthday party invitations and matching things for that? Are you going to Instagram? I wouldn't be. I would be going to Etsy. I would be going to Pinterest. I would be going to Google. Not Instagram, not TikTok, not Facebook, not Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. So why are we wasting time on platforms where people aren't even looking for the product? So when I realized that my traffic wasn't coming from social media, I immediately got off. My last post for my shop's Instagram was in April of 2021, I think, and it had absolutely zero to do with my multiple 6 figures in profit. Like, I can't even tell you how happy I was that day when I saw that. It gave me permission to not focus on that, because I very well could have been like, oh, nobody's coming from social media. I really need to work harder on this. Instead, I was like, yeah, no, I'm done. See ya. And listen, if social media is your jam and that's something that totally lights you up, go for it. For me, it was just something that I didn't enjoy anymore. I didn't love to chase followers or to chase the likes on every post or to constantly be refreshing my post to see if anybody even looked at it. I didn't love the imposter syndrome that came with it. I didn't love being glued to my phone. I didn't love asking my husband or my friends to take these stupid candid videos of me just because I was told that I needed to make reels of like me walking along the street. Like, I couldn't stand it. I didn't love the pushiness of social media sales tactics, you know, these like, oh, look over here or come check out this reel or just all the tactics. They were icky. I didn't like keeping up with the trends that social media gurus told you would work. And like, honest to God, I'm just so exhausted even thinking about all the things. And my life became so free from never posting on social media. And I still had massive success. I genuinely never wanted to go back to it. I still don't want to go back to social media. And the reason why I had such amazing success on Etsy was because I focused on strategies that actually worked, where the shoppers were actually going. Now, I'm not saying that this can work for any online business. There are many that need social media. I just didn't want to have a business that needed social media, and selling digital products on Etsy is not one of them. And that's why I completely fell in love with this business model. It was the only one that I found that truly aligned with what my values were in my life at this point and what I wanted to spend my time and energy on and what it allowed me to spend my time and energy on. I was more present with my kids. I was able to actually do the things that I like doing. And it's also why you don't really see me on social media that often now with this business being an Etsy coach. It's because I don't want to and I don't need to. Honestly, I think that one day I'm just going to like throw in the towel all together because it's just not worth it for me. But I am noticing in my space now. Oh my God, do you remember MySpace? Okay. But in the space that I'm in now, it's so much easier on Instagram for you to connect with me. It's like a quick slide into my DM. Let's have a conversation. And for that, I actually do enjoy that aspect, but it's the posting, it's the, you know, all the reels, all the video content, keeping up with all that stuff. Like it's just not for me. And another reason why I hate it. So all that success that I had off of social media, like when I was not on social media, even a little bit, the over 90,000 sales, guess what happens to me every single time I get onto social media? I see these other Etsy coaches that talk about how they have 10,000 sales in their shop and they have over 60,000 followers eating up everything that they have to say. Now, I'm not saying that what they're saying is wrong. I'm just saying that that's when my imposter syndrome reels its ugly head and it makes me think that I'm not good enough. Okay, so like what the F is that about? I have over 90,000 sales and I'm on here just because I don't do social media as well as these other people, that I'm not worthy of sharing my strategies of what actually works for me. You know, so like that's what happens when I get on social media. It's this imposter syndrome. And even me, like even I have to remind myself of who I am and what I've accomplished. Social media is fake-ish. I'm not going to say that social media is totally fake, but it's fake-ish. It's inflated. It's incomplete. It's a highlight reel. And some people just know how to leverage it to make it seem as if they're more successful than they are. And honestly, like kudos to you. That's one thing I can't do. I can't do social media. I don't want to do social media. But what I can do is sell digital products on Etsy, because focusing on how to leverage the 100 million customers that come to Etsy with their wallets out to buy is what I figured out how to do, because I didn't have a choice. I refused to be on social media and get burnout like that again and have another medical emergency because of all the stress and overwhelm in my life, or tell my kids that I don't have time for them again. Like I refused to do that. So when I figured out the strategy to leverage the places where customers actually are coming from and where they actually are, and I use all of my energy and focus to grow that, it works. And I want to teach you that strategy too. I talk about it in my free masterclass. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, be sure to do that. It's jacqueline-butler.com/free masterclass. And I'll also link that in the episode description. But in that masterclass, I share why social media can actually hurt your business. And then where I actually teach the strategy behind leveraging this 100 million customers with their wallets out, and exactly where these perfect potential customers are, that I teach in my signature course, Etsy Profits Pro. And I'll link that for you to look deeper into everything that goes into that in the episode description too. But because if you're somebody who's like me, who just dreaded the idea of constantly being present on social media, there's something out there. Like there's something out there. There is an answer for you. So in case you ever doubted, like I can't be successful online or have a side hustle or be a successful entrepreneur because I don't want to be, or I don't know how to do social media, A successful online business without social media is absolutely 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, possible. And selling digital products on Etsy is the key to that. So if you've been wanting to start something, or, you know, whether it be a side hustle, or you want to like go balls to the wall and full-blown replace your 9-to-5 salary, and you don't want to waste your time on social media, like, I'm here to let you know that this is possible and giving you the permission to get off social media. I hope that you got something out of this episode, even if it's just to know that there's something out there other than social media that will allow you amazing success and the freedom that you ultimately deserve. All right, so I will catch you in the next episode. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the number one way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one. And maybe share this episode with a friend. That'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.